T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. A mom gets a little aggressive with college girls on campus for her son. Dan the Townie Cupid is back. Do you love The Bachelor or love to hate watch The Bachelor? Annie does both. It's called Annie's Obsessed. Oh, and we read all the wonderful messages that you guys left for me on Instagram after I had my eyeball poked by a finger while playing hoops. Kennedy, I was trying to go down the list of all the injuries that I've sustained over the years.
Oh, I can do it for you.
Play basketball. Go ahead. What you got?
Broken leg.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the broken leg.
How do you forget about a broken leg?
My buddy Michael had to drive me to the radio station every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning because it was my right leg and I couldn't drive.
Because Ubers were out of the question. A swollen uvula because you got chopped in the throat.
I took an elbow on the Adam's apple.
You got the hand broken. You got the eyeball poked. You got... I feel like there was an ankle.
The neck, too.
The neck. Oh, how can we forget the neck?
The neck.
That had you out of commission for a week.
Yeah, so Annie posted a picture after I took the finger to the eyeball last week because it was damn near swollen shut.
And they were drama. The terror.
It was red.
It was just a red eye.
It wasn't just a red eye.
It looked like
it
you
was.
Were high.
It literally
just
did.
Just one eye.
It still has a huge red dot.
That's not even the right eye. It's the other one.
Whatever one it's in.
That's how I heal, Carson.
What? There's still a red dot. What?
He was pointing at the wrong
one. You see it? No, because that's the wrong one.
Kennedy, everything's reversed when it's coming out. When you're
but
looking
it really
out,
hurts.
Thank you. It's really bad,
but I don't know which one
your
it
left
is.
Your left is right.
I'm going to read some of the comments you guys left me on the Mix 104.1 Instagram, Kennedy.
Kind and gentle, I'm sure.
Okay, Carson officially needs a suit of armor, a face shield, and goggles. Have you heard of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Hashtag pray for Lana. Eye injuries are weird. There's a lot you need to do. You should take care of that. There are no words. Carson, there is a subconscious message to any of this. Stop playing. The universe is kicking it up a notch. Please take this message. Stop doing it.
Preach.
Poor baby. Do you want some bubble wrap? I don't know. I think this is just pink eye from your son. Is this a bathroom selfie?
That's the best one.
Yeah, you really were with no shirt. It was an awkward picture.
Carson loves the pain, but I do have a bone to pick with him. I watched the Gronk video. It wasn't that bad. Quit being a prude. Don't be so uptight. Spend time in Europe. It's okay for Adam Levine to take his shirt off, but Gronk grabbed some girl. Get over it, Carson.
Oh, wow.
Kick while you down.
That meandered.
This is karma for the Friday free-for-all. Carson, dude, step away. Seriously, don't look back. Don't ask questions. Go weave a basket.
Please.
Don't take it from him. He loves it, guys.
Nobody cares.
That was me. Carson, I broke 2 fingers playing basketball 2 different times. You know what I did? I quit playing basketball. It's not meant to be. And finally, I guess the intervention didn't work. And it's just of a bunch of emojis of the person with the Band-Aid wrapped around their forehead. Thank you, guys.
Amazing.
You guys love me so much.
The love.
We appreciate you as listeners letting us know your thoughts. It means such a great deal to us to be able to laugh at Carson with more people.
And the point.
If you want to take a look at the picture, it's on the Mix Instagram at Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie got invited to go out on Valentine's Day. The guy said, "Hey, you want to go out Thursday?" And you're like, "Thursday? Why Thursday?"
I don't do like, Thursdays.
I was like, "What's so special about Thursday?"
Well, it's Valentine's Day. Annie had no idea. And you know, Annie took care of Dan over the holidays. She was his Christmas self. She was helping him with Christmas spirit. So Dan wants to return the favor with Townie Cupid.
Annie has a black heart. She thinks Valentine's is stupid. Producer Dan's not having it. He's gonna play her Cupid. Annie, she hates relationships. Producer Dan will give her tips, but Annie won't be tied down. Dan will show her love can be found. Dan and Annie,
Annie and Dan,
Dan and Annie,
Annie and Dan.
All right, what is the first thing we need to hear here, producer?
I was going
to
say, that again.
That again.
That's a certified banger.
It really is.
Can we play that and then Shallow and then that again?
All right, the first clip. Yesterday, we went around the office and tried to cheer people up with love poems. And this is just us explaining our plan of attack.
I'm just over this whole thing. Can we just stop doing this?
She hasn't always had the best experiences in love. Mm-hmm. And she's closed her heart off. And I just want her to be accepting of love when it eventually finds her. I mean, it's probably going to be in Jorts and Timberlands because she lives in Quincy.
Whoa. You're not wrong.
What is the plan?
We've got some goodies to give away. And Annie is going to bring them joy and maybe get them to find a little romance through lyrics. Lovely songs and poems of love.
Okay, let's go do it.
By the way, there is a video that goes along with all of this that we'll be putting up on social media.
It's already up right now. Yeah,
we were dressed for the affair, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And who is up first?
The big boss is up first, Sal.
Sal, is your heart open to love?
No.
Let's see if we can't change that, Annabelle.
What the hell are you wearing?
What do you mean? I look fabulous, don't hate. How many Cupid, say something.
I don't want to be doing this, but I'm going to do it, okay?
Yeah.
You want to be doing this, Annie. We're changing your heart.
That's why you keep on running, in and out of my mind. As the years, they roll by. Baby, now I know why. I keep coming back to you. You're the only one that knows me. I love it when you hold me. I'll never find a love like this.
Never.
Let me hear you say, I'll never be lonely.
Say it.
Look at what you've shown me.
Show.
I'll never find a love like this.
Never.
Well, this life, it tried to keep us apart.
It can't, though.
And you keep calling me back to your heart.
Right to
it. I'm so glad you found me. Wrap your world around me. I'll never find a love like this.
Never.
You gotta work on your delivery.
I don't want to be passionate again. I hate Valentine's Day and I hate this. I don't want to find love.
Give him his...
Here's your Valentine. You're a pop star.
He is a pop star.
Annie was not enthusiastic.
I had to drag her kicking and screaming. And
I just,
my favorite part, though, was Dan just interjecting in the background.
Yeah. Yes, that's
amazing.
Better than anything.
Dan, you punctuated each of her lyrics with just the right tone.
Okay, and this next clip is we found some listeners who were just coming in the building because they won a prize at Mix.
Yes.
And they were not prepared for what hit them.
No.
My name's Brian Shaw. How you doing?
Brian, how about you?
Melissa.
Do you guys love Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have just a treat for you.
My name is Annie. I hate Valentine's Day.
I am Tawny Cupid.
I'm going to read you a nice poem now.
With a smile and some enthusiasm.
I'm going to read you a really great poem.
You're killing me, Smalls. Do some.
And when night comes, in your strong arms is the only place I want to be. So I can feel the pulse of your loving heart, which always sets my soul free.
I feel like a mom with a stubborn suburban teenage child who just doesn't want to do it.
This is not going well at all. This is not going well
at
all.
It's hard.
All right, last clip. What is this one, Dan?
This is Sharon from Traffic.
Traffic is our office upstairs, by the way. People don't know what that is. Not Traffic.
Not Annie's Traffic. Right, different traffic.
Right. Yeah. I believe in love.
You do?
I do.
It's Valentine's Day, a holiday you care for and appreciate.
Oh, for sure.
No.
Why?
Valentine's Day is just dumb.
All right, dumb. Okay,
and everybody likes chocolates and flowers.
Not me.
All right.
I'm going to read you a nice poem now.
All right.
Because I'm being forced to.
That's not why you're doing this, Annie. You're
because
doing...
I want my heart to grow.
Okay.
That's right.
I've never imagined that there can be this day.
Never.
A day that love will find its way.
Find that love.
Out of my heart and into your soul.
Into your soul.
These feelings I have are beyond my control. All my life, I have waited patiently for a goddess like you, so beautiful, so lovely. Words can't express the way I feel. These feelings towards you, they're all for love.
Oh my gosh, we have to hug it out. We have to.
Okay, this is making me feel better.
Thank you.
Love always finds a way.
That made my heart grow.
Oh,
see, she's a tough cookie to crack.
Oh,
we're going to get there. We're going to get there. I believe it.
It was really hard, and I kind of wanted to like throw up in my mouth the entire time just because I can't deal with the love poems. But Dan, just being my hype man, DJ Khaled in the back, made me feel a little bit better.
I wore a tutu as a choker for you.
Really, you're a pop star.
Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan.
Bop, bop.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie's obsessed, she gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know. Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Obsessed.
All right, what do we got going on here?
All right, so we're on week six. I think we have 3 weeks left because next week is hometowns. And if you don't know, hometowns is when there's four girls left and he has to go meet the family. It is a whole ordeal. I need to start out by telling you guys, Colty Baby is not playing around this season. He's like low-key a savage, but a sensitive savage, kind of like me. Like, I feel like I should have just been on this season. Oh, it would have been perfect. So week six, we're starting out with the rose ceremony, and I am jacked up. Two girls, they pulled the ultimate batchy no-no, and you go and you talk junk about the other one too,
oh,
Colton.
Oh, no.
First of all, ladies, it's 2019. We are only here to support each other. Also, you know Colty Baby, he in his pure heart, he can't handle the drama. He sends them both home.
Wow.
Oh, that's smart.
Yes.
That's the smartest thing he's done.
You're both going to talk about each other? You can both go. I don't
see
need you.
Peace.
Thank you. Next.
So the group date? Electric Factory. They basically have human rock'em sock'em robots, and what's better than giving girls who have lived on top of each other for the last couple weeks just gloves, and they can just beat the crap out of each other. It's really great. But the girls that have only been on the group dates, they haven't been on one-on-one, they haven't gotten that alone time, they're starting to unravel.
Yeah.
And here come the tears. But my girl Sydney, she's just not happy, and she decides to leave, and I actually respect the heck out of her.
My fear, though, also, is with the choices that you've been making, you are taking a lot of easier choices with the people that you are pursuing. And, like, if that's what you're looking for, great. Do that. Go after that. I just don't think that we can get there based on me just needing more.
Wow.
Because of that, I am going to go home today.
Oh, so
basically calling him shallow.
Yeah.
So weird that she went on a reality show and didn't find love. It's
for
weird.
That reason, I'm out. Kennedy.
I'm out.
So Demi, who was kind of the season villain, she's mm-hmm. the girl that was like the big green tractor. She was just like country bumpkin.
Right.
So she wanted to make big moves. She goes over to Colton's hotel room, knocks on his door,
whoa.
Tells him that she's falling in love with him, and it kind of backfired.
And like... I now feel like I am falling in love with you.
There's a part of me that just doesn't know if we can get there.
Whoa.
I don't know right now if I can see myself with you at the end of this. I can't sit here and after hearing that tonight and put you through a rose ceremony.
So that part of me is my eyes because I can't see us together. Oh, man.
So I should go then? Or?
So am I still in it?
She's like a little Polly Pocket, too. So when you see her cry, you're like, oh.
That other girl left. Don't you need somebody to stick around?
It's so bad.
How many people did they get rid of last night?
Just wait.
What?
So we started with the rose ceremony, and we're ending with one. He sends Katie home, and she is the third person to tell him that there are still people here that aren't ready for engagement. And Colty Baby is starting to panic. But he also just broke up with five females and I haven't seen a tear, so I'm just kind of over it. Five. He broke up with five girls last night.
Wow.
Five.
I don't think I broke up with 5 years over the course of five girls over 5 years.
Holy smokes.
So we're back next week.
Hold my beer.
And like I said, we're getting to hometowns.
Oh my God.
Who will Colty Baby spend the night with in the fantasy suite? Anyone?
No.
Bow chicka wow wow. I think it's coming, kids. Stay tuned.
How about your fantasy league?
Also, I'm in fourth place. We're getting up there.
She's moving up, Kenny. Let's go. Moving on up.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Obsessed.
Who is it you think is going to be?
Cassie.
Cassie, okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, I want to play some audio for you from a story down in Towson, Maryland, just outside of Baltimore.
Go on.
So there's this mother down there, and apparently she's getting a little aggressive trying to find a girl for her son.
Okay.
So she's going around campus.
You single?
And
you single?
But you like my son?
Yeah, like, hey, you want to go out on a date with my son? She's been showing pictures of her son to co-eds in hopes that they would go out with him on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
And getting very aggressive, so much so that the police were, in fact, called, and they're now investigating
this.
How
embarrassing for that guy.
That's so bad.
Here are a couple of the girls on campus down there.
Some people thought it was, you know, kind of sweet, and people thought it was creepy. I think she had the best of intentions. She did.
I guess it would just be weird to me to have her ask me something like that. I would probably deny her and then maybe tell someone about it, seeing as that it's not really something that you hear every day.
It's 617-931-1234.
Like, how aggressive did she get?
How?
That's what I want
to
know. Like, what's the level? I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, what level? Like, what's wrong with him?
Listen, Sally.
You know,
you're gonna go with my son, and you're gonna like it.
I'll pay you $5. Like, what is going on?
Some moms are just like that. You know, you get to a certain point, and first they're like, "You can't date my son. You'll never be good enough for my son." And then it's, "Why are you still in my house?"
Yeah. What? Right. Why are you still single? He's a really good catch.
Yeah. He's gonna be an engineer or something.
What are you doing with your life?
Right.
If you're not going out with my son.
And you want that as an in-law? Holy smokes.
Well, absolutely.
I wouldn't want any piece of it, but I'm just trying to justify her.
Well, apparently this happened with Becca, who is from Reading with her parents. What was the story, Becca? What happened?
So my mom set me up with this one guy from my church camp that she thought I was going to be like a perfect match with. And we were set to go to the movie theater. And he sat 3 seats away from me because he wanted to make sure that I had enough room to sit down. And then he went down to the bathroom and he spent 2.5 hours in the bathroom, and I thought that's where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up being down in the 3rd row from the front with another girl.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
What?
I've heard of leaving room for the Holy Spirit, but he was leaving room for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Your mother is a horrible, horrible person.
Judge of character.
Right.
I don't know if I would want my mom to set me up on a blind date anyways.
Benji is so great. He's at the church camp. He's awesome with the kids. He's a little bit of a flander.
You know who my mom loved? My ex-wife. I remember the first time they met.
Oh, that's tough.
And my mom was like, you know.
Did you know something was wrong at that point?
No, I didn't.
Didn't she tell you there were emergency exits at both ends of the church and leave the car running outside?
Well, that was a year later when
we got married.
But when we first met at the family reunion, she's like, I like this one.
You weren't related
to your ex-wife, right?
Is she your cousin? Huh? Yeah. Do you want to talk about this?
What?
You said you met her at the family reunion.
No, you made it sound like your
ex-wife. My mom met her at the family reunion, yes.
They were just
yes, I met her at the family reunion. We are cousins.
Well, not anymore. Oh, no, wait, you still are. You're just not married.
That's right.
Okay. I think I've got it, Carson.
I don't know, man. Florida's weird. I don't know what you're doing down there.
I'm from Boca Raton, not Quincy, okay?
Quincy?
Yeah, because Quincy's known for that.
You're from 8 billion places,
that's true,
really.
That's
let's
true.
Be honest. And some of them were Daytona, so possibly. Mm.
Nikki is from Drake. It apparently had a pretty embarrassing thing with, I think it's her dad getting involved. What happened, Nikki?
Well, my dad set me up with one of his coworker's son.
Oof.
And the only reason I agreed to do it is because he has to work with this guy every day, and I didn't want it to be awkward. So I ended up going out with this guy. He picked me up from home, and we were on our way to go. I don't know what we were going to go do. But anyways, we got a flat tire. He got a flat tire, and he had no idea what to do. He's freaking out. So it is wintertime. I get out, and I get in his trunk. I get out the spare tire, get out the jack. I'm changing the tire on this vehicle. And I'm like, can you come out and help me? Because, you know, there's a lot of bits and pieces and this and that. And he refused to get out of the car because it was so cold out.
Nope.
So I literally, by myself, changed the tire on the side of the road while he stayed inside.
It's amazing.
This woman is why you need to know how to change
a
tire.
You know what it was? He was Ralphie from A Christmas Story growing up. And he's had shell shock. Shell shock from changing tires.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So tell us the story about what happened with your dog yesterday while you were at the vet with poor Elvis. What's going on there?
We had to go to the vet. I have to board him this weekend, and you need like all these shots. A shot he didn't have.
Okay.
So I had to go in and get that done. And I love my vet. They're so nice. Elvis loves to go to the vet. He hops up like on the counter, and he's like, mm-hmm. Hey. Do you have a treat,
Mom?
And so we're just there, and then they took him back, did the thing, brought him back out, and while he was gone, the fluffiest, cutest little golden retriever puppy came in the door, and everybody just stops. So his name is Walter, and I became great friends with Walter and Walter's mom. We chatted about puppies. You know, I took selfies with the puppy.
Yes.
And then Elvis came back out, and so I had to pay, and then as I'm paying, she says, is Elvis friendly? I'm like, well, of course he is. I'm like, we fostered 40 puppies. He loves puppies. I turn my back for a second just to sign my credit card slip. And all I hear is Elvis going, Ruff! And the little puppy going, you know, because that's what puppies do when they get scared.
Right.
And so.
Did he pee?
No.
Either of them?
No.
Okay.
And then the woman who up
Did
until that second, maybe,
she peed.
Had been chatting and friendly, just gave me a look that would have put me 6 feet under. Oh. So I turn around. I'm like, is he okay? I'm so sorry. And one of the vet techs comes over and gives him a cursory look because I think she knew he didn't get bit, but mom needed to feel better, which is fine.
Right.
You know, Elvis was in his face because
he was in a place. So Elvis didn't bite the dog, just a bark.
Yeah, I think the little dog got into a place sniffing that Elvis wasn't okay with.
Elvis has a big deep bark. He has a bark that does not fit what he looks like.
It's scary.
It's like a mastiff bark.
He was barking, and one of the vet techs came out and said, where's the German Shepherd? I'm like, nope, it's Elvis.
Yeah.
So,
and then he licks you to death after.
Pretty much.
The best boy.
And then so the woman puts the dog in her lap and then curls over the dog.
Oh my gosh.
She wouldn't look at me. She wouldn't accept my apology. I didn't know what else to do. Like, I was to the point yesterday that I wanted to call up the vet and be
so
like, what's her address? And like, I want to send her an edible arrangement.
Why?
Because I feel so badly.
You did nothing wrong. They're animals.
I
they bark.
I should have been holding on to Elvis.
Their dog. Yeah, what do you mean to...
Even if you were holding on to him, he still would have barked at him.
Yeah.
The little puppy would have been wandering around, sniffed where he wasn't supposed to sniff.
How about keep your puppy where your puppy's supposed to be and not up all on Elvis's junk is what I'm saying.
I said, bring it on. Elvis loves puppies because he does.
I feel bad for that little golden retriever in a different way because
be stuck with
its
that
parent. No, seriously, because they're already like crazy dogs and they act like kids all the time. So if you don't give them discipline, they just run wild and they don't ever mature.
Little puppy.
Oh, come on.
You know, but.
So she was just in the chair, hunched over, covering her dog, not even looking up.
I feel like there's different kinds of dog people. Like, I spoil my dog rotten.
Yeah.
But he's still got to do what I'm asking him to do. Do you know what I mean? He's going to be good boy. But there's sometimes dog people who don't want you touching their dog. They don't want you looking at their dog. They certainly don't want your dog coming near their dog.
Well,
and
yeah,
these are people I don't understand.
Those are the bomb sniffers. That's you're not supposed to touch them. They're on the job.
not the ones with vests. I respect that.
They are animals. They are going to bark. They're going to
scratch. It's Thunderdome. Then they're best friends.
That's what they do. They're animals. Definition of animal.
Terrible.
Don't feel terrible. You did nothing wrong.
Yes.
You did nothing wrong.
It like kept me up.
I hope she's still sitting there in a ball.
Right?
That puppy was so damn cute, you guys.
Elvis is just as cute, okay? justice for Elvis Kennedy? I'll defend him. Okay. That's all.
I just showed a picture. I mean, you can't.
He's like the cotton mouth.
Oh, Walter is a cute dog.
Amazing. Yeah. Look at the first.
Yeah, Walter's a little crier.
Whiny little Walter. Whiny Walter.
All right, okay.
Come on, Walter.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Is it weird to go off on school vacation week without my spouse?
No.
I think it'd be worse if you just left a kid in school and went away. That might be worse.
Put him in like a camp and you just went on vacation.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. I get sometimes going off on vacation alone without your spouse or whatever because of the schedule kind of dictates.
Well, sometimes it's nice just to have a little time. Makes you miss each other.
So I've realized that I am taking Barrett to go skiing and we're going towards the end of the week in President's Day to visit some friends of ours up at Sugar Bush in Vermont, and then we're going right from there to another friend's place. So we're, Barrett and I are going to be gone, leaving Sunday afternoon and then not coming back until the following Friday. So we're going to be gone a week on vacation, and Lana's going to be just sitting at the house.
When did she decide this? Was it like last night, or did, when, you know, no, you were under the, you know, auspices that she was going?
Well, she decided it when she found out we were going to go skiing.
Yeah, I feel like you didn't pick something that the whole family could do, because yeah, you know she doesn't like it. So there's that. So I don't think it's wrong for her to stay mm-hmm. home.
I just thought
she wasn't going to enjoy it and stay in the lodge all day. Like, that's what,
yeah, yeah. And I knew that was kind of a lot. To just hang, you know, nobody wants just to sit around and hang out and like.
And I love the fact that you can have this father son time. I think that's so sure. important.
We do that a lot in skiing, but I do feel like I'm like she's going to be sitting at the house.
She's not going to be sitting at the
house. Yeah, probably enjoying. No, she'll be working and she'll.
She
know.
Hustles. No, but I'll give her a call. I'll take her out for a little
right.
wine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But I was just gonna. I just hate she didn't take up skiing, because I think she would really enjoy this, and I can't force
she
her to do
really
it.
She doesn't really enjoy it. She tried.
She hates it.
Is part of you a little mad at her for not coming on the vacation?
Yeah, I mean, not mad. Mad's not the right word, but yeah. I just, like, she's my best friend. We yeah. spend a lot of time together, and I enjoy spending the time with her.
Do you think that you could have made a different decision about this vacation so that you all could have done it?
I mean, there's nothing really wintry we could do. We had talked about maybe going to see some family down in Florida, but the plane tickets, it's just when
it's
you're
nuts.
Talking when you're talking three people, they gouge you for the prices for school vacation
it
week.
Is more mm-hmm.
And it's like yeah. $3,000. And then,
well, even skiing, because that's crazy expensive. I looked
is.
Into it, and it was yeah. like $8,000 for the week, and I'm like, what?
Well, I just got lucky. Some friends of ours mm. have a place.
No, that's
like,
great.
I don't have to pay for
so
it,
great.
So I got to cover live passes yeah. and food.
So is this, you know, is it getting back at you, do you think? From, you know, she took Barrett this summer, and they went on a trip.
Oh, last summer they
yeah,
went.
Yeah, last summer.
No, I don't
She's
think...
done it before. She does it, you know, she does.
Yeah, she did a long road trip last summer for 2 weeks with Barrett, but I had to work.
I don't say, like, getting back at you like it's revenge.
No, I think
like,
she just doesn't like skiing,
yeah.
and that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
oh,
she does.
But Carson,
it.
Knowing you the way I know you, I think that you're the kind of person that likes your family close. You love doing things with everybody mm-hmm. all together, be it the Grammys or vacation or move to Boston.
Right.
You know, this is who you are. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand the way that you feel about her not going, but I don't think it's anything like against you. She just doesn't like skiing.
Although we did get a text from the 603 that said, Carson, last time you went away with Barrett, you didn't have him brush his teeth, so watch out for that.
I forgot about that. Wow.
So
you guys remember
that
stuff. Honestly.
Great.
Are they going to have a lot of rules? Is she going to give you a sheet, like a one sheet of what to do?
Or? Yeah, so we're taking like our own food with us to help, you know, defer
yeah.
the cost. Like she's
totally.
Got a bunch of prepared
That's good,
stuff.
Though.
That,
That's awesome.
No, it's
so it's like she's there.
And, it's, and then I'll forget to make it yep. and we'll just eat out.
You're going to come back with the same cooler in the back of the car and just be like,
oh, no. six lasagnas.
Oh, my bad.
I'll throw that away before you.
No, no, bring it in here. Right. Dan will eat it.
Yeah, just bring it to the radio station.
Seriously, we'll eat anything here. Put it in front of us and we will eat it.
Yeah. Right, right.
How long has this been in the kitchen? 4 days? No problem.
Don't care.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.